Last of all, Jesus appeared to the 11 disciples as they were eating. He gave them a talking to because they did not have faith and because they had been too stubborn to believe those who had seen him alive. He said to them, "Go throughout the whole world and preach the gospel to all people. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. Believers will be given the power to perform miracles. They will drive out demons in my name. They will speak in strange tongues. If they pick up snakes or drink any poison, they will not be harmed. They will place their hands on sick people, and these will get well." After the Lord Jesus had talked with them, he was taken up to heaven and sat at the right side of God. The disciples went and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and proved that their preaching was true by the miracles that were performed.
Thank you, Ethan. Where's Paola? Let's pray with you, Paola. Would you please stretch out your hand as we pray for Paola? Thank you, Lord, for Paola. Lord, thank you that you have spoken to her, Lord. You've given her ideas, Lord. And Father, I just pray that this talk she gives will really spark our imaginations, Lord, that your word will affect our lives deeply, Lord, and that we will leave changed from the things that we've heard today. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Okay, so what amazing mission we've been given, haven't we? Can I get an amen? Good. As I was reading this passage, I could find a journey that the Lord Jesus was taking his disciples through. And it started in a very, not dark, but in a very low point when the Lord was speaking to the disciples. But then it went all the way through so that by the end of the journey they would be ready to share the good news of Jesus and to bring more people in the kingdom. And I think if the disciples need that journey, so do we. And I would like to share the journey that the Lord has took me through in terms of evangelism and how he's been changing my vision and encouraging me to do so more through probably in the last 5 years of my life and how these things have been changing. So I will talk about little step stones, and as I go through them, Walt is going to help me. He's going to place some chairs here and we're going to talk through them all. Okay? So the first stepping stone is humbled. The first thing that Jesus did was talk to his disciples about what their heart was like at the time. So I'll read it with you guys. It's verses 14 to 16. And he said that he reproached them for the unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who had seen him after he had risen. And it makes me wonder, because right after that verse, he gives the great mission. He said to them, okay, you've been clumsy, spiritually clumsy, and lacking faith, but I'm going to give you this great mission. And it made me wonder, why would Jesus give us this mission if he has his angel, for example? His angels would have done the job much better and more straightforward, but he decided to give it to us. And I think it's because he loved us enough to identify with us, to overcome our weaknesses and our clumsiness, and then we could get hold of his victory and do the job in his victory. So I think the weaknesses that I've been gone through have to do with me being in the Christian Union and being a very active part of them, and at the same time not being able to see my own friends coming to Jesus. Because when you go to a Christian Union, you do all the... Well, you heard Nadia, I think it was a week ago, sharing about this amazing week that they've had where people were sharing stories and people were becoming Christians. And it's such a beautiful thing to see that. But when I was in my Christian Unions, I could see people coming to Christ, but I could not see my own friends coming to Christ. And that led me to a place of frustration and lacking of faith. And I think I didn't realize how deep that was until I went into my working place after 5 years in university. And I didn't want to be active in my witnessing. I was aware that I had to be salt and light, But I wasn't being very active in it because I had that frustration in my heart somehow. And then we came to London, and this is where the second stepping stone comes in. And the second stepping stone is forgiven. When I came to London with my husband, we went to the Easter street on Church in the Street activity. It was on Easter 2015, I think. And what happened there is I, for the first time after I came from university, I did something active for Jesus, evangelistic, like in evangelistic kind of way. And I think the Lord spoke to me and he reminded me of this frustration that I had years ago, and his spirit led me to repent. So I did repent, and as soon as I did, I found myself in a place of peace and renewal, and I could now start again my mission for God in a new place. And I think my relationship with the Lord started to strengthen through that. And I felt that I was capable of embracing evangelism again with the next challenge that could come up. And I think it could be for all of us that as we come to the Lord Jesus and we say sorry, his Holy Spirit cleanses us from very deep within, and then it allows us to step again forward, moving for him with the help of the Holy Spirit, trusting that God will guide us in whatever it is that we're doing for him. And that will give us excitement. And we are excited, which is the third stepping stone. And we're excited for Jesus because now we've been cleansed, now we're ready, now we can go out and see all these beautiful things that the Lord wants us to do. And, you know, they're pretty crazy things, casting out demons, speaking new tongues, picking up serpents. I haven't done that yet. Drinking deadly poison and be still healthy. Lay hands on the sick and healing them. And when I went into my place, the current working place that I'm at, that was the new challenge that I was ready for in Easter 2015. That was what I felt, that I was ready to do that. And I was excited to see what the Lord had to do in my school, my first English school, as I could work as a class teacher, what would the Lord do through me with the kids? And I was very excited about that. And I can say in the last 2 years that I haven't seen demons being cast out, but I have seen beautiful things that the Lord have done with the kids. I have seen children are under a very, very oppressive environment, being at peace and feeling loved, just because they have someone who's got Jesus in their lives. And you can talk to them about Jesus in a very subtle way or in a very open way if you've got the opportunity, and they will receive it. And another good thing that's happened in my school that has made me really, really blessed and excited is that we've opened a prayer group. It takes place every week, and that is really good as well. And we're excited to do these things, not because we want to do them just because of that, and we do it in our own strength and we're great, but because we do them in the name of Jesus. And out of all that test with amazing things, the thing that really needs to stuck in our heads is in my name, in the name of Jesus. Because if we do them under the authority of Jesus, then they will flourish, and then they will bring the fruit that they're meant to. And that's where the power comes from. When we submit our lives to Jesus after repentance, and then we allow the Holy Spirit to come, if we just focus on being obedient and being submitted to the Lord, then the Holy Spirit will take care of all the rest crazy things that we see here that are so exciting. And then we would have the next stepping stone, the fourth one, which is encouraged. Is the previous one. Encouraged. And the verse 19 starts saying that, so then, when the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, and I stop there, because I think this is a really important bit, our encouragement to do these brilliant things comes from the Lord and from the time that we spend with him, listening to him. I think, if I did my research correctly, Jesus spent 40 days before he went to the Father with his disciples, and he was encouraging He was challenging, he was teaching, he was having fellowship. And in doing this, he gave the disciples a never-ending source of energy and motivation and joy and excitement and just inspiration to do all the things that they were going to do when they started to go on to the nations with the Holy Spirit. And I think we do this, we really need this as well, don't we? We need to spend time with Jesus in our lives. We need our relationship with the Lord to be strong in order to not run out of energy, not run out of vision, because otherwise we just get rusty. And I think that's probably what happened to me when I was in university and I got frustrated. Probably I didn't take enough care of my relationship with Jesus. Could be one of the things. And during these 2 years of me working in school, I think my relationship with Jesus has been the only thing that has kept me going. Even though when I was lazy, I've been very lazy sometimes, because you get really tired. And I didn't really want to keep on pushing to be like Jesus, because it is challenging and it is exhausting. But I hang it on to Jesus, and I think it's a beautiful thing to do, and it's necessary. And that's what's helped me through this. And I think this was also what helped the disciples through all the persecution that they went through. And I'm sure David and Anna Farrow know the people in Afghanistan. And I'm pretty sure the reason why the people and the missionaries can stay there is because of their relationship with Jesus and the love for them. So that would be our encouragement. And then the last one, the last stepping stone, this is the end of it, the great bit of it, and is when we become braver, because we've had the Lord telling us what we need to change, the Holy Spirit cleansing us after we repent, and then all the excitement of the things that we can accomplish with Jesus, the encouragement of our relationship with Jesus, and finally, when we are made braver to do the things that we don't always feel like we want to do. And it goes on from verse 19, saying, "So then, when the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word by the signs that followed. And they promptly reported all these instructions to Peter and his companions. And after that, Jesus himself sent out through them from east to west the sacred and imperishable proclamation of the eternal salvation." This is what the Lord wants to do through us. And there are two reasons I think we can find here where we can be brave. One of them is that Jesus is at the right hand of God. So when we are doing things in the name of Jesus, we are drawing powerful resources from heaven to do the things that he's asking us to do. We don't need to do them in our own strength. We don't need to do them out of our own skills and great brains. We don't need brains, well, we do need brains, but we don't need them to be as great as they need to be to do these things, because Jesus will do them for us. We're drawing those resources, and he's at the right hand of God, and he's in victory, and we can rest in that, and we can be brave in that as well. And the second reason is that Jesus was with them. He worked with them. In Matthew 28:20, it says, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And Jesus here is giving them a promise as well, and he is giving it to us. And he is a faithful God. He will be with us at all times. When we go out and step up and do these crazy things for him, he will be backing us up all the time. And I think for me, I am very grateful that the Lord has given me this second chance, that he's gotten me through this journey. I'm sure I might be going through it again sometime after this, because I'm pretty sure it's a cycle thing. It's seasonable. It's like a season that comes and backs. But I'm really grateful to the Lord for giving me this second chance to see evangelism in a new light and a new vision, and then being able to be part of it in a very active way again. And I want to praise him, because he has given me all the resources that I needed, and I have been able to see his faithfulness in a way that really amazes me and wants to say, "Thank you, Lord." And it makes me want me to commit myself more and more to whatever comes next. And I think all of us, and I'll close with this, as a congregation, we have been seeing these things. Some of us have been seeing the Easter March in Streatham. Some of us have been seeing the mini march in Forest Hill with the popcorn kits. And some of us have been here for ages, and we've been seeing many, many things and many, many occasions in which the Lord has been showing His power and His faithfulness and how great He is. But no matter whether this Easter has been our first time or our 50th, I think we can all agree in the fact that God has been with us and He has provided for us, and that He will continue to do so as we step up and go out and share His news and His kingdom to the people that are around us. And just an encouragement to really get up and go. Let's do it.